Hello, divas and dolls, and welcome back to another girl group gossip with me, your mediocre queen of Essex, Cheryl Hall. Yes, that's me, mediocre. Yes. Now, this week on Girl Group Gossip, I am joined by the red wig and silver dress diva from season one, my sister, Davina DeCampo, to discuss all things about the iconic Atomic Kitten. And we are not alone this week because we've got a very special guest, the icon herself, the queen of the jungle, the queen of the farm, it's Kerry Katona! So are you divas ready? Let's get down to business. So this week we will be diving in straight into another iconic British girl group. They dominated the late 90s and the early noughties. It is the icons Atomic Kitten. But to discuss them in full depth, I thought we need a prehistoric dinosaur to join me who remembers those days. She can sing in several different languages. She can sing in several different octaves. She can even do it whilst doing the splits. The red wig and silver dress diva of season one, my sister Davina DeCampo.
Well, hello. It's Do You Think She Saw Us, Davina DeCampo.
Davina, we're here because we are here to discuss some absolutely iconic girls in the form of Atomic Kitten.
Baby, ooh, I want your love. I mean, honestly, such a good girl band. Such a good girl band.
Now, what I love about British girl groups is they're not, I know this is going to sound really like, what's the word?
Shady.
Yeah, it's not shady, but they're real girls. Like, you can relate to them. They're just girls that are talented, that got picked up from the chicken shop, and they're just like, we want to make a record with you. So you can relate to them. But yeah. You know what? They are a little rough around the edges, but yeah. Who isn't? We saw me on Drag Race season one.
We all saw Drag Race season one and two. We're all a bit rough around the edges. That's what makes it good.
And I just want to be me, JC style. Do you know what I mean?
Not real. Not real.
But the original lineup of the Atomic Kittens was Natasha Hamilton, Liz McLarnon, and Kerry Katona. But RD for Kerry, she decided to break up, bye-bye. Okay. And later they were joined by Jenny. But Davina, I want to know, what is your earliest memory of Atomic Kitten?
It's the video. The video for I Want Your Love popping up on the TV. They're in like a desert. It's clearly a studio. Yeah. Like, they're not actually in a desert. It's clearly a studio.
The sound from B&Q.
Like, you can, exactly. And you can almost see like the join in the flats behind them where they've put the, the walls together. Like, you know, it's not a super expensive video, but boom, baby, I want, like, it's brilliant. It just has a load of energy in it, and there's a lot of spunk, you know, not like, you know what I mean?
I'm sure you know all about that.
I just realized what I said. Like, it's very, you know, there's they're all kind of Liverpool Northwest lasses, and there's very much that energy in there in the video. And they all look killer amazing.
Honestly, I just remember, like, Davina's got a couple years on me, so she was a bit more mature. But my earliest memory was the second to last song at my school disco. I believe I was in year one or year two, and they decided to play Hole again. Yeah. And everybody's like swaying, waving their arms. And I was like, what absolute divas.
Yeah.
But you know what upsets me is that I get they wanted to keep the legacy alive of their original songs, but I just don't like that every time you want to play Hole again, Kerry Katona's not on the track.
Yeah, I mean, that's, she, honestly, in terms of how long the band were together, Kerry wasn't there for that long, but she just had such a big impact. That was the thing, like, you know, Kerry talking about talking on Hole Again is one of the most iconic moments because it's just on that edge of parody.
Yeah.
You know, it's just on the edge of being funny that you're like, oh, I love this because it's so camp, it's so cheesy, but it's also perfect pop. Because it's just on that edge of being too much, but it's just pitched exactly right.
But I think that just describes early noughties music in the UK.
Oh my God.
It's like cheese factor, hilarious, but not taking yourself seriously.
Absolutely that. Like it was all very much like, we know that this music is a little bit naff and it's very camp and it's very kitsch. You know, like 911 are a perfect example of that. You know, you got my body shaking and now I'm hitting on a roll. And these guys just smashing their pelvis back and forwards like they're being paid, you know, to do their gigolos, basically. And then
putting in a finer point.
Exactly. And then you've got Ant and Dec, who released, I think they did like 3 albums. I mean, some of the songs on, I got... Okay, so my 21st birthday present was this, not their first album, not the one that has all the good songs on. Mine was, somebody went to the charity shop and bought me their second album. So I got Ant and Dec's second album for my 21st birthday. Yeah, I did. And honestly, the songs on it are horrendous, but also brilliant because it's that, yeah, it's just pure cheesy pop. And I mean, for me, that I love that. Give me something that is like a bit camp, a bit tongue-in-cheek, but with a great melody that I can sing along to. And I am totally into that.
Well, I know what I'm going to get you for your 51st next year. So you're going to get the third album. But it's just so reminiscent of UK drag as well. Like, we're just here for a good time and a good time only, and we don't take ourselves seriously. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. There's been so many Atomic Kitten, Kerry Katona parodies out there. Like, the amount of times I've heard Bagger sing You Can Lick My Hole Again.
Yeah, and, you know, the iconic Queens of Pop doing their version of it, which actually that was the one that sort of catapulted them to notoriety. And then afterwards they did some really questionable things. So, you know, maybe just watch that one. But, you know, so it's definitely that camp pop era fed beautifully into drag in the UK. I mean, it was just ripe for the picking, all of it.
And I am Cheryl Hole again. But with every girl group, there is one member that always sticks in your mind and you gravitate towards. So was there one member that you were just like, that's my diva, that's my girl, in the words of Fifth Harmony?
I mean, the thing is, for Atomic Kitten, not as much. Like, I like to think I'm a singer. I like to think I'm a singer. So
really?
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to tell anybody about it, but I like to think that I'm a singer. So, like, obviously, Natasha was, like, my go-to girl because Liz was kind of in the back, and then Kerry was the wild one. Whereas Natasha has always been like, she's the one who gets the main part and the singing and all of that stuff. So it was kind of Natasha. And then, like, when she was in Big Brother, they asked me to do Celebrity Big Brother's Bit on the Side.
Bit on the Side.
And so it was Natasha who I was saying, she's a Scouse girl, she's not afraid to stick up for herself, blah, blah, blah. You know, so she was the person that I was given to talk about for Celebrity Big Brother when she did that. Which was like a weird moment for me, you know, watching this person on screen and then you're the one who's trying to put the case forward that they should be the one to stay. So it was probably Natasha in the early days, but then as Kerry just got more and more wild and crazy, obviously, you know, we all love Kerry Katona. And I've been at loads of gigs with her as
100%.
Well. She's just hilarious fun. She's great.
Well, I just did Celebs on the Farm with her.
Did you?
Oh, perfect little segue there. No, it was the best experience ever because you see how much she has grown over the years and how much she has been through and how it shaped her as a human today. But there is no denying that R. Kelly has still got a wild side. And to be honest, I love the wild ones. I love Sarah Harding. I love Mel B. Like,
about the bloody ones... time.
It's about time. But no, I love the ones that are not ashamed to show how wild and fun they could be and just be themselves. Mm. You know what I mean? And like, she did so much, but she was always harping back to, well, I started in Atomic Kitten. She never forgot her roots, because I think with some people, when they leave a band, they often go, oh, do you know what? That's in the past. But she will always remember where she came from. And that's the roots of a strong person, to know your journey, know where you're going, but always look back and go, oh, what a camp out.
I mean, real. She's the thing with Kerry as well, is that she is really relatable and honest. That's what I like most about it, is that she's really honest. So whenever anybody's asked her about, you know, her singing in Atomic Kitten, she's always like, well, I'm not the best singer. You know, she's never been like, yeah, I'm amazing. I'm an amazing singer, when, you know, maybe that isn't her thing. But the same as Jerry Halliwell. Like, Jerry isn't the most incredible singer in the entire world, but we still all really love Jerry Halliwell. You know, and it's the same with Kerry. It didn't matter that she wasn't like the main voice. There was just something about her that was really relatable.
So she left the group and they obviously brought in Jenny Frost. Mm. And I think that's when they skyrocketed, because they re-recorded all their hits, but then they brought out so many more bops. But I didn't realise when I was growing up all the songs that they were releasing were basically covers.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, there's so many.
Ladies' Night is a cover. So, and like, post Ladies' Night, you're like, oh, these are all covers. But they're all really great, campy, disco, like disco soul, that kind of crossover thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And like, I don't care if somebody covers a song, as long as you do it justice and do it well. It's like, I didn't know when growing up, Steps did Better, The Devil You Know, and that was Kylie's song.
Yeah.
I just thought it was Steps' song.
And other people have covered it as well. It'd be, you know, that had been covered by loads of people.
It's just the circle of life in music. Do you know what I mean?
Then yeah, I don't even know the words to that, so I'm not going to...
Would you like a pizza? I'm a banana, eating a banana. And it moves us all, Davina. It moves us all.
Yeah.
But no, there is a point in our podcast that we like to discuss our favourite songs by the girl band. So I want to know, what is your fifth favourite song? So we're going to do it first being your fave and fifth being your fifth, obviously.
Okay.
So what is your fifth?
Okay, so I sent them all through. I think my fifth actually is Eternal Flame.
Oh, that's my number three.
Is it?
Yeah, that's my number three.
I think it's my fifth because what I really, really liked about Atomic Kitten was the faster stuff, like the stuff that made me want to go out and dance. Because when Jenny Frost had joined, I'm kind of at that age where I'm just going out. I shouldn't be, but I'm just going out. So I'm out, I'm drinking, I'm dancing. Eternal Flame.
Can of Strongbow in your back pocket.
And you bury that. If Eternal Flame comes on, I'm probably going to be like, okay, now's a wee break, you know? So I love it. And it's great to sort of go, you know, sing along to. But it's not a go out and dance track. And that's what I like most.
Well, I think that's where everybody gets me confused, because I think all I listen to is like 140 BPM songs that I just twirl my puss to. But no, if I'm just at home chilling doing my makeup, I'll stick on Eternal Flame. I'll stick on Hole Again, because I'm just like vibing. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, no, I don't know what vibing means at all. Have you met me? I'm the whitest woman in the whole of England. Not a bloody clue what that means. But I feel like you're saying you're having a nice time and enjoying the music, darling.
Thank you, Grandma, for that dissection of my statement. Okay, Davina, my fifth favorite song is Right Now, purely for the lyrics. And it was their first single. It was their first introduction to the world. And like, we're so young and naive as kids that we don't even realize the filth of lyrics. Like, so come on, baby, do it to me good now. Do it to me slowly. Be the one and only. And do it to me right now. Come on. That's a Friday night for me, but bloody hell. On national television and radio, saying you want to be pounded down in your puss, nice and slowly.
I'm more than happy with that.
But at least they're defining their monogamy, that they're not polyamorous because they want to be the one and only. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it was the 90s. Things have moved on a little since then, darling. We're all a bit freer now, aren't we?
But in free the 90s,
oh no, you had to be the one and only. I mean, it was
do it to me right now.
Exactly, it was the Chesney Hawkes era, wasn't it? So it really was the one and only.
All right, Davina, what is your fourth favourite song?
So probably for the same reason as Eternal Flame, like I love it, but it's just a bit slow. Probably Hole Again. It's so calm, it's fun, but it's also just a bit slow for me, you know. Like, it depends. Different bands, you get different things from different bands, don't you? And what I want from Atomic Kitten is I want like dance tracks, I want disco, I want high energy. Because I mean, you're all right singers, but you're not Maria Callas. So let's keep it all moving. Let's keep everything moving on, girls.
High energy, do a twirl, do a split.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you because Hole Again is my number one.
Oh my God.
It is the epitome of Atomic Kitten. You can't take that away from them.
That's true. It was kind of the one where it really went, boom, that's it, they're here. Everybody knows who they are.
But everybody knows it.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay. Well, my number four is the iconic cover of Ladies' Night with Kool and the Gang.
Yes, that's a good choice. Love Ladies' Night.
And do you know what it reminds me of? And I don't know why. It reminds me of like those Saturday night TV shows where they're... I don't know why, but it just reminds me of...
It might be the video because they're sat on bar stools and they do like this camp turn on the bar stools to face the camera. And then there's everybody dancing in front and... It just has that, it has a real Saturday night feel to it.
Yeah, it's classic. It's gorgeous. It's fabulous. It's camp. And do you know what? They put a fabulous modern twist on the song that I just think really, people didn't really like go, oh, they're just doing another cover. Like, that was a bop. Yeah. And there's no denying that. Okay, Davina, what is your number three?
My number three is dun, 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 dun. Thank you. That was just me introducing my third.
Yeah, we it's have no soundboard here.
Sorry. It's The Tide Is High. Love, love, love The Tide Is High.
Fabulous. And I will harp on that. The Tide Is High is my number two slot. And it was so close to being number one, but I couldn't put them at number one because it is Hole Again that's got to be number one for me. But The Tide Is High, even though it was a Blondie cover, I didn't
good.
Yeah. I was like, I've just embarrassed myself on my own podcast.
Cut that out.
No, The Tide Is High was just such a bop. And do you know why I think it resonates with a lot of people? And especially people of my sort of, not that you're that much older, but we were of the age of like Lizzie McGuire and That's So Raven and whatnot. And it was at the start of the Lizzie McGuire movie. And that was when I knew that they'd done something good because they were in an international movie in America.
Yeah.
I was like, Atomic Kitten have made it.
And once you are in a movie, you actually have made it. Like, there's some real money being put into you right there.
And I don't know whether you remember the video, but they were in, like, I love early noughties, like, music videos, because they're just in, like, jeans and a nice top. Just like, exactly. They've been to Peacocks or New Look and gone, oh, I'll get a nice little flowery top off the shoulder. But Natasha was heavily pregnant doing the Tigers High choreography.
Yeah. And it was one of the, I think it was like one of the first ones where the choreography was like kind of obvious and clear enough for everyone to go, oh, this is the Tigers. You know, so you kind of knew the choreography as well.
Yeah.
So, like, Steps had been doing that for a little while before this. And then this comes and people are like, oh, they're also doing this and we can do the choreography as well. So, like, I definitely remember being on the dance floor and people doing that choreography.
It's like TikTok dances these days. Everybody picks it up. But girl bands and boy bands in the early 90s and noughties were the TikTok dancers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Davina, what is your number two song?
Okay, so this one isn't as well known. It's a bit more kind of off the radar, but it was a single and it's Softer the Touch. And it's mainly because, like, the chorus is great, but the build up to the chorus, the chord progression in it is really what you would like if you're a musician. Maybe you'd call it crunchy. You know, it has some blue notes in there, which just make it a little bit exciting. And you're like, ooh, yeah, I wasn't it. Like, you don't expect it that much in a pop song. So Softer the Touch is like my second one, but it's not as well known. It's not one of the better known tracks.
Well, it's a bop nonetheless. And what is your number one song?
Right Now, absolutely. Yeah.
There we go. So it was my five, but it's your number one. And that's okay, because Hole Again wasn't your number one. So you know what? It's all right, Davina. We're different people.
And that's okay. It's all right to be different people and like different things. That's a lesson for
life. It's not right, but it's okay.
That's your choice.
So the girls broke up in 2004, but came back in a very iconic way for the ITV2's big reunion in 2013. But it's Jenny Frost. She wasn't invited to the party because we've got to have the OGs. And Kerry came back to the band. And what a moment that was. So the girls did a couple projects together. But unfortunately, Kerry left again in 2017, which absolutely devoed me. But Natasha and Liz have been carrying on since, doing gigs here, there and everywhere. You recently did one with them, didn't you?
Yes, I did, actually. I think we were in Newcastle, I think. I'm pretty sure we're in Newcastle. I can't remember.
Why I pet.
They were nice, though. Not very chatty, if I'm honest. Kerry's much chattier. But they were very nice. They had their kids with them, so I think they were like...
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, you've got to be mums. Well, it's funny you should say that, because I think it is time for us to bring on our special guest. So we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with the icon herself, Kerry Katona! Yay! See you in a bit. And we are back. Davina, did you have a nice little piss break?
Lovely. I have pissed. My bladder is empty and I'm feeling much lighter now.
Fabulous. Well, we are joined by our extra special guest. Now, I have spent a lot of time with this lovely lady recently doing some ridiculous farming activities, but I'm sure we'll get into that more. So without further ado, the queen of the jungle and the queen of the farm, it is Kerry Katona!
You're right, my Shesla. How are you doing? Lovely. Hi, Davina.
Hiya.
Oh, Kerry, I'm fabulous. I'm all good. It just makes me so happy to see your face. How are you doing?
I'm really, really good, you know. Well, I was quite ill with COVID, but apart from that, I'm all right now. I'm good.
I mean, what a roller coaster ride. I mean, you had it so bad, but you've just come bouncing back, haven't you?
I can't, if I was still a smoker, I swear to God, I'm convinced I'd be in hospital 100%. I've not smoked in over a year now. I feel like Wonder Woman. But for me, it was really bloody hard. Me and Ryan had it. I'm convinced DJ had it, but she never got tested, but I'm convinced she did. And then we did another test and everyone was negative and I was positive. I thought, yeah, it would have to be me, wouldn't it? It would have to be bloody me.
Well, do you know what? You are such a trooper, and that's been a testament throughout your entire career, everything you do. And we are just so blessed to have you on the podcast and just to talk about where it all began with Atomic Kitten.
Yeah. Atomic, oh, wow. I'm so grateful. So grateful to Atomic Kitten. I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here now. I was out in a nightclub in Mr. Smith's in Warrington, underage. And I was out there dancing away. And I was a good looking girl back in my day. I had the tits, the blonde hair. Do you know what I mean? I was mouthy, I was gobby, I wasn't shy. And I actually started off as a page 3 model, as a glamour model, because I had these great boobs. And I wasn't going to be a rocket scientist, was I? Let's be honest. And I was obsessed with me boobs because I thought, oh my God, they're great titties. They are really good titties. And because I developed quite early. So that's how I started, like, doing. I've been modelling since I was 3. I thought, this is what I'm going to do, so I can get my boobs out. And I was obsessed with all these glamour models. And I got this bloke come up to me in this nightclub saying, hey, I'm in this band called the Porn Kings, this dance band. I think you should come and join our dance band. I was like, I'm not going to be no bleeding bluey. And it really was a dance band. And 2 weeks later, I literally just left foster home. I was living in a semi-independence home where they teach you to live on your own. I turned 16. I was 17 in this nightclub. And 2 weeks later, I'm in Germany at this MTV thing, pretending to play a keyboard. Couldn't even play a key in front of 10,000 people. And then I just started doing all these little gigs all over England on my own. And he said, let me introduce you to this guy called Andy McCluskey. He's starting a girl band. I was like, oh, all right then. And I took my page 3 photographs, told a load of dirty jokes, had a proper giggle, sang a few songs, and they actually based a band around my personality. And I was a founder member of Atomic Kitten.
Wow.
I literally got the first council flat as well. So it was all crackers to come from foster home, from being this kid in, you know, 3 refuges for battered wives and kids, 4 sets of foster parents, you know, my mum being the mental health issues she had, and she was always trying popper clogs, and then to next thing you know, being this girl band to like going, is this actually really happening? And to this day, I still thank my tits. I'm really, really grateful.
Praise be to the tits.
Very grateful. I love it. Oh, bang as you two are.
I've seen you perform all over the place, and you are absolutely phenomenal on stage. You're just brilliant. What is your actual favourite song?
Right Now.
Is it?
Yeah, I think Right Now for me it was, I left Atomic Kitten. I didn't enjoy the fame, believe it or not, but Right Now was our first single. For me, I enjoyed the climb. I enjoyed getting to the top. That was amazing. But it all changed so suddenly. Like becoming famous was fucked up. It was weird. It was like people wanting to touch you and then selling stories and, oh, I know your dad. I was like, do you? Because I don't. You know, I know your sister. I'm an only child. You know, you're fucking my mate. You are, excuse me. You know, it was so weird. And because there was so much, I had such a dark past childhood, they just wanted to write about all that. The papers had a field day. You know, the blonde one, big tits, a pretty one, gobby. And plus she's got a really dodgy past. Brilliant. And that didn't really bode well for me. I enjoyed performing, loved being on stage. And then a lot of the time, like, we do a photo shoot for Leica. We did a photo shoot for Beverly Godway for the son who does all the page three photographs. And it's us in a cat suit. Do you remember the picture in the cat suit?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be all three of us. And we got up the next day. I went in the petrol station to get it with my tour manager, and I opened it and I went, oh, for fuck's sake. He went, it's just you in it. I went, yeah. And I was dreading getting back in the car. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't me. I was like, I went, oh, I can't deal with this. And, like, you know, you do SMTV and they want me on Chums. And I was like, and I fell pregnant. And I was like, I just want to be a mum and a wife. I don't want the fame. But when you marry a Westlifer, it kind of follows you.
Yes. It's not so subtle life, really, with Brian McFadden, is it?
You know what? It's taken me till my early 30s to kind of get used to it still. I'm very good at playing up to it and performing, which I enjoy. I mean, I'm no different, as you know, Shez, to the way I'm on stage. On stage, I do dumb myself down a bit. Don't know if you've noticed that, Davina.
Yeah.
I piss out myself. I'll make people laugh. I'll be the first one to take the piss out of me before anybody else can. But I love the girls to bits. Love them to bits. Not spoken to them in years and years. They don't want me in the band. I'm gutted. They're carrying on without me, but I wish them all the luck in the world.
Well, that leads me on to my next question very brilliantly. So if you could form a super group with other members of another girl group and you could only pick two members, who would you pick?
From any girl band?
You could form a super group of any form, well, Kerry.
If I go back to my day, I'd have Billy Piper.
Iconic.
I love Billy. I think I'd have Scary Spice.
Yeah, in, yeah, fabulous.
And the Appleton Sisters.
Oh,
I mean, I want to join this group. This sounds fabulous,
and, isn't it? Oh, and maybe the twins from Bewitched as well. I might.
Oh, of course.
From Steps, just mix things up.
Everyone would just be fighting, though. Everyone would be fighting for the lead in every track. They'd be like, "This is my song."
Davina, I just hum in background and shake my tits. That's all I do. I don't even know dance routines. I end up in a bleeding knot on side at stage, me.
She'll throw a shoulder out again.
You always turn my mic down when it's my turn.
Well, Davina's got a question about your time in the band, haven't you, Davina?
So, what is your favourite memory of being in the group?
My favourite memory being in the group? Oh, I think it's probably being on the train on our way up north, and Dr. Fox, Neil Fox at the time, said Atomic Kitten right now is at number 10 in the charts. It went straight in at number 10. We're just like, oh my God, we just couldn't believe it. And we end up getting to my mum's flat in Warrington, and we put the radio on again, and we're all in mum's going, yay, we're in the top 10 charts. That for me was... wow. And I think also, I've gone dead red. I also remember watching myself on The Box. Did they still do The Box?
Oh, The Box.
Is that still going?
I think it probably just plays like Geordie Shaw, so we'd see our gal Holly on there.
Yeah, on The Box. I remember seeing myself on that on Right Now, and I was like, oh my God, I'm dead fit.
Well, you are, Kerry.
It was just dead mad. I was just like, I can't. For me, it was so surreal to have been this kid in foster home with nothing really, to like literally in a couple of months of it all just changing like that, and thinking, this is mad. This is absolutely crackers. From being somebody who's never travelled or been on a plane, was travelling the world, and it was amazing. It was really, really amazing. I really felt a sense of achievement kind of thing, even though I didn't really do much. But it was that for me is my memory, being on the train and going, oh my God, we're number 10. Yeah.
Well, that's iconic. And I've just got to say, like, even post Atomic Kitten, you were doing so much. You did I'm a Celebrity. You were the face of bloody Iceland, for crying out loud. Like, you were doing so much. But... you can't stop a girl hustling, and I know you're always working hard. So what have you been up to recently?
Well, for me, I tell you what really helped me was my OnlyFans account. Anyone watching, subscribe now, available. Got great pictures if you want to see them. I've also, we've just also launched our MFIT, fitness range, fitness app. Me and my fiance, we're business partners, which has been absolutely amazing. That's just launched in January. So it's online training, online PT and healthy eating, which is a massive, massive factor for somebody who has bipolar. Exercise and eating the right thing is the right thing. Saying that though, shares, we get shit every day somewhere. But being out, yeah. I mean, the one thing I noticed with being on the farm, I never had one down day. I got emotional one day, do you remember? But I never had a down day, if that makes, being outdoors. And I think for me, being surrounded by such lovely people, I'm not just bullshitting, because if I don't like you, I'll tell you, but being surrounded by people, there wasn't really one person on the show that, you know, there's always that one knobhead. What a twat. You know, there really wasn't anybody like that on the show. You know, some of them might do editing, but not one person was a dickhead or I can't wait not work with that person again. For me, socialising and being around adults, because I've got a bloody orphanage, AMA, do you know what I mean? It's nice to mix with a few adults. That was absolutely lovely as well. But we're also about to launch our dating app as well called Marnie. Me and my partner met online. We're now engaged after 3 years, and you know me, I love a good wedding. It's very documented. got a million one dresses up there I can choose from, I think. And for me, for so many years before I met Ryan, after George, I felt like I didn't deserve to be in a relationship. I was so embarrassed by it. I didn't feel like I deserved to be loved. It's like, right, I'm married, divorce, I'm now a widow. It's like, it's not meant to be. Even though I was so lonely, I was so embarrassed about getting into another relationship. But it doesn't matter how many failures you've had. Everyone deserves that happy ever after. And if I can get that with somebody, and I want other people to be able to experience it. So we're just about to launch that as well. And obviously, Slept on the Farm's coming out. I've got my own sofa range as well.
Oh, I got my own. Well, I need a sofa.
Boutique as well. Stop looking at me titties.
So Kerry, really good. This is what we love. We love this about you. It's just you are a hustler and you get things done. But we are going to finish off this lovely little chit chat with you with something that we like to do on this podcast called the quick fire round. So you don't think, you just say. And I know you could do that.
This either, because they were quite quick and all.
We don't mess about. We get down to business. All right, Davina's going to kick us off with our first question.
Okay, who was the first to the bar after the gig?
Me and Tash. Both of us.
Always up for
double
it.
Trouble. Me and Tash were like this. We were inseparable. I miss her, like, bless her. But yeah, we was inseparable back in the day.
A Prosecco and a Jägerbomb for Kerry Katona. All right. Who was the one that always wanted the most solo lines when recording?
Tash.
Shock.
Tash. Yeah. Who was the best at picking up the choreography?
Tash.
Poor Liz isn't getting a scene in at all, is she? And if you could only have one item from Iceland on your rider for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Prom ring, baby. Yes!
I wouldn't have you any other way. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us. I love you to pieces. I mean, I'm not miffed in the slightest that you won the farm, because I can't think of a more deserving diva. And to be runner-up to you, Kerry Katona, means the absolute world to me.
Hey, but you won loads, you did, on that show. You won loads of little thingy-me-bobbies.
Yeah, I won more than I fucking won on Drag Race. So maybe I should just give it up and be a farmer.
You said it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining, Kerry.
Bye.
Thank you, girl.
Well, that concludes yet another girl group gossip. Now, I hope you divas enjoyed our journey with Davina, Kerry, and Atomic Kitten. Now, if you enjoyed this pod, make sure you give it a like, a subscribe, a follow, whatever you need to do on all good social media platforms. And we'll see you next time for another girl group gossip. We'll see you then. Goodbye. Yes. Goodbye. So don't fret, divas. Girl group gossip is back on the WOW Podcast Network.